This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cock blocked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Rick, I was reading an article on the internet about roof color, and it seems that roof color, to me, makes a huge difference in the temperature of the attic and of the second story or the first story of a house, depending on whether the roof is attached to the first story or the second story of a house. So if you live in a hot, sunny climate and you're interested in having a cool house, it doesn't make much sense to have a black roof. And I have been asking and calling roof companies, manufacturers, for information about roof color. And what is the index, if you will? So if you say that the color, let's say it's black, absorbs the most sunlight, the most heat, and transmits it through the roof shingle to the house, if that would be, let's say, a 100 rating, what would be a less than 100 rating? Would it be white or green or blue or orange or whatever the colors may be? So what is the index? I can't get one. I can't find one. And I was reading an article that said that, you know, a dark-colored roof may have a small effect on melting snow. Well, that seems ridiculous to me. Absolutely ridiculous. Because if you just look around, you'll see that the snow melts faster on a dark roof than it does on a light-colored roof, especially when the sun can just be exposed to a portion of the roof and it just seems to melt the snow much more quickly. And of course, the darker colors attract more heat or absorb more heat from the sun, which gets transmitted through the roofing materials to the house. Do you agree with what I'm saying, that dark is hotter, light is less hot?
Well, yes and no. I'm of two minds of this. There it is, Two-Face out of Batman. It has to do with absorption bands and bandwidths of frequencies that are hitting the roof. And habitat dictates some of it. If you were green, you might absorb certain bandwidths that are preference to green and yellow and or white and or black and or infrared, red, black, and so on. The darker the colors in the spectrum of the rainbow tend toward infrared, which, guess what? That's heat. So there it is. You want to move away from heat. So that would be more of a reflected, shiny surface rather than a color surface. And you want to think in terms of where you are in latitude, because that's going to dictate the kinds of bandwidths that are hitting your house. On the equator, it might be, I don't know, a wood color, like a light tan brown. That's because the wood there doesn't absorb the colors and the bandwidths. You have to think in terms of not color versus heat, as much as what are you trying to reflect away from you. Of course, there are certain bandwidths that just laugh at you and just go right through the roof.
So, Rick, I have this
rule. I'm sorry, it isn't. It's a convoluted answer.
Okay, you know? I have this rule. about buying cars. And I have violated this rule sometimes when I, for example, we have a rule, no more black cars. No more black cars. Why? Because they're really hot in the summer. They're unbearable. You've got to put the windows down.
Well, they can, on your dashboard, and they're reflecting. Have you noticed that the color of the reflected panels that you get to put on your dashboard are silver and shiny, in that they will reflect rather than absorb? Now, the material that you use is just as important, because a shiny surface will reflect some bandwidth, whereas if you had a more rough surface, has more surface area. The bump going up and down, all of that bump going up and down, a roughage, if you would, is acting as twice as much absorption coefficient in terms of square feet. And that's why in Pullman, we had Palouse Hills, we had higher yields of wheat because we had more plants per acre going up and down a hill rather than a flat hill. So, you know, you have several variables going on here. For me, that's why a lot of barns are made with flashing, you know, that will flash the light, will reflect it away. That's, and double paint it, where you have something underneath that, just like you would with a window. One gets absorbed and the other doesn't transfer that energy to the next layer of glass. It's trapped in between the two. And this is what you call a heat sink, you know, where it all sits in one spot rather than going through something or becoming a radiator. Roofs. I always preferred putting the top of a roof with sun panels. And if you're in a cold environment, you put pipe up there with water, and you paint those black, and that's your heat system. You know, I mean, there's all kinds of, you know, and you, instead of using a heat pump, you're using a water pump. It's a way of looking at what you're trying to do with your house. Pressure positive. With, like right now, we're in a deep, terrible smoke thing. And the particles are so fine, you know, about 800 nanometer. I mean, they'll just fall right through a roof. And so trying to wear a mask to filter out the smoke is kind of silly. And a smoke jumper is absorbing that right through his entire body. There's someone to respect because he's giving his life for trying to fight your fire. That's why firemen were always considered, you know, like law enforcement, something to be respected. Thank you for your service. It's giving up.
Wait. Hold it. Are you equating firemen with the cops?
I'm equating them with serving man, you know, serving our community. It's that, you know, the, what is that, serve and protect, that kind of thing? Yeah, from that point of view, that's what I'm trying to say. Serve and protect. They're going into risk. I remember when the Seattle Police Department was not compared to the Seattle Fire Department. And it was the fire department that everybody respected, because they would go into a flaming building to get your child or dog, and putting their life at risk. And when you talk about smoke and the particle sizes on it, that's why you have air conditioning. Not so much to cool the house, but to keep the house pressure positive so those particles don't fall in, they push away. Now, it's you don't want to breathe that stuff, and it's going to fall on your body, and there isn't any kind of clothing that's going to stop some of that smoke particle because it's so small. Well, the way you do that is you wear a pressure suit, or you have your house pressured. I'm trying to give you a concept of how you reflect heat, light, particles of any size. And there's all different bandwidths. That's why we have a rainbow. I mean, you know, it's all different. And each one has its own absorption bandwidths with the material and or particle size. And the visible light is a wide range of wavelengths. And so, you know, when you talk about trying to cool or heat something, All of the materials are just as important as the colors. And
so, Rick, if
and
we
the surface,
are
the actual surface, like if it's slick or roughage, yeah. That's why I like to wear wool.
If we're in an environment where there's a lot of smoke, as you are and Dane Wigington is, are we better off using an ionizer to electromagnetically charge particles that will fall
ionizers
down?
Ionizers are working with water vapor in the, and if you don't have a, if you have a low water vapor, running in your parts per million in your air, an ionizer isn't going to hardly do much of anything. That's why you always, what we used to do is what they call a swamp cooler, where you put a fan across the pan of water so that you're hydrating the air around you. And that's possibly one of the single best things the Midwest could be doing right now, aside from your air conditioning, is inside the house, you have a small fan blowing across a large body or pan, cookie-shaped pan of water. And that will hydrate the air, which is way better for your lung. I mean, unbelievably. Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about a negative ion generator.
Yeah, where you're changing the ion exchange. See, that's the other part of it. Your negative ion generator is basically clustering water. That's old Willard water, or Kerry Reams, which is H3O7 with a free radical ion. That means three water molecules that have clustered together like the waterfall and has a free ion moving. And that is activated water that is so very healthy for your lungs. That's why you like being around a waterfall. The water is falling. It's crushing against itself and creating these what old man Willard called Willard water. It's hydrated water that is goes into the air differently and is working inside your lung with dust particles, smoke particles, and the rest of it, allowing you to have a better exchange of oxygen. Now, that's what a negative ion generator does, whereas an air conditioner is positive ions. And you're getting it's not healthy for you. People that have that stay in air conditioned homes for very long periods of time will start to experience cold respiratory problems.
Okay. When we come back, can we talk about using ultraviolet light to help those people who have respiratory problems? I'm experimenting with that here at the farmhouse. I don't have any results yet, but I was thinking about using a Petri dish and see if it works. We'll be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home values. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others stone.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. RichardAllenMiller.com. You can go to his website and buy his books. And, Rick, we were talking about respiratory issues and people who have respiratory problems. And so what I wanted to do was experiment with ultraviolet light C in my home. So I bought some LED strips that are UVC, in the UVC range specifically. And the plan is I'm going to divide the return duct into two halves. So I'm going to have the ultraviolet light LED bar in one of them, facing a petri dish with nutrient agar, and the other half will not have that light. So the light will only be in one half of the return duct. And I want to very carefully place these nutrient agar petri dishes to see if the ultraviolet light actually has any effect on killing the bacteria in the return duct of our air conditioning and heating system. Do you think that's a reasonable scientific approach?
Yeah, that sounds interesting. Yeah, I think you'll find all different kinds of molds and things will grow in certain light bands that won't in others. It'll be interesting. Keep notes. Little boy
said it. All right.
Yeah, like
well,
Kim Kraft.
Oh, I haven't been in a science fair in a long time, so I thought I'd start my own at the farmhouse.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, okay. Ted in Washington, thank you for being on hold with us. Welcome.
Certainly. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. So I had several ideas for today's show topics. The first one, I was curious about indoor plants that are specifically favorable to cleaning indoor air in our homes.
Yes, that's a good idea. Thank you for bringing that up.
Sure.
Yes.
Absolutely. I don't have any specific names or what species they are, but I know that there's a handful or more that we can strategically place in the corners of pretty much every room. They don't mind the dark, and they take our exhale and contaminants and convert it into clean air.
Well, they clean some of the air. Yeah, of certain contaminants. Each one's different. You know, there's a firm up in Kelowna that I'm going to be checking out that makes special LEDs for underground vertical aquaculture systems. And I'm starting to realize that certain plants like broccoli require a different bandwidth than cauliflower. And that cauliflower prefers a different water temperature than broccoli. Determining where in the food chain the one is put with that its specific LED and the next one down, because as the water falls, it heats up. Isn't that an interesting concept in terms of bacteria? Yeah. Okay, so there's hierarchies like that going on in everything, including the soil. We call that mycorrhiza. In our gut, we call that intuition. It is a way of resonant cavity oscillation going from one bandwidth of frequencies to the next. And with that, often with resonance, you get amplification of the signal. That part I found extremely interesting. That's what I'm writing about, I'm trying to get a better sense of how that all works and why I want to put this crop here and that crop there. I have not come to conclusions yet, but like Vincent, being a little boy scientist, keeping notes.
I understand.
You're looking for specific plants that might filter. What exactly did you want to filter? Because there are different kinds of plants that will do, you know, like hemp is a very good plant. Most people don't realize that hemp will take radiation out of the ground. If you had, for example, soil that might have been contaminated, like Fukushima or Three Mile Island, did you know that hemp, like pharmaceutical mushrooms, will go in and bioremediate that crap out of the ground? Of course, you don't want to smoke it afterwards, but but it does bioremediate, and that's one of the reasons that hemp is so important, because of that long chain fiber. It will actually go in and wrap itself around.
Ted, we're going into a break. Would you like to stay with us?
Sure. Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay. Very good. Ted in Washington, Doc Ram in Oregon. I'm in Missouri. We'll be right back.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads. Often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A memorial service for the late Republican Senator John McCain will be held later this morning at a church in Phoenix, Arizona, and former Democratic Vice President Joe Biden will, at John McCain's request, be delivering the eulogy. McCain spoke about his friend last October.
Some of the dear friends that I have are on the other side of the aisle. My beloved friend Joe Biden, he and I fight. Oh, we used to fight. But we were friends. And when it came time to settle something, because we were of goodwill, we could get it settled and resolved.
Fire officials in Jacksonville, Florida, say the video game tourney where a deadly mass shooting happened on Sunday never should have taken place. Chicago Pizza in the Jacksonville Landing didn't have the proper permit to hold the event. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Ted had a great question about plants, indoor plants, and purifying the air. And we should probably discuss, do the color of the leaves have a difference? Do we want more surface area, or dark green leaves better than light green leaves and so forth? Ted, please continue with your thoughts.
Thank you so much. To answer Doc Graham's question, I wasn't trying to clean out anything in particular, but only learn about those type of plants that are of broad range that could affect whether it's indoor smoke or impurities. They have several different varieties scattered about. And that will take, of course, more research. But I just wanted to open up everybody's mind to start thinking about that, looking into it. And then other topic. Go ahead.
Very quickly, Ted, I used to work for a bank. and we spent quite a bit of money in the corporate offices of a credit card bank for large, large pots with plants for all around, scattered all around the entire complex, where the people on the phones talking to customers were, in the offices, in the cubicles. I mean, all over the bank, there were indoor plants. And some probably thought it was just for looks, but I think you've got a very valid point. Please continue on with your next comment.
Thank you for that. And just to reiterate, I see that all over the downtown Seattle skyscrapers. Those are living plants with actual crews to go about and water them every so often. So I'm sure there's a strategy behind it. And also, the other topic was to increase indoor moisture to work with the negative ionizer. Doc Ram, what do you think about, instead of a slump cooler for those people that either, for many factors, can't obtain something like that, what do you think about an essential oil diffuser to have something like that, a desktop diffuser, to increase not just thinking with essential oils, but was also to increase the moisture in the room?
Yeah. Essential oils are interesting. I wrote a book on that a very long time ago, but am now realizing most of the odoriferous molecule parts of essential oils are based around memory. And it turns out that not so much they're absorbing and doing things emotionally to you as much as they're evoking memories, which then trigger old responses. And that's what essential oils essentially do now. I love Seattle, by the way. I couldn't believe what I saw when I drove through there. Are you guys under smoke today?
Today, unfortunately, not. We've had some recent drizzle not too long ago, and that was such a blessing. It helped to wash everything away, but it comes in waves. That was recently.
Yeah, is that mostly from Canada?
Exactly.
Yeah, you're getting your fires are mostly from your smoke is from Canada. When I drove through Canada at that time, I was coming back from Vancouver Island. I'd gone through to Watson. We were seeing like 58 fires in Canada, and Seattle was locked in big time. I've never seen anything like that ever in Seattle. We've had forest fires in the Okanagans. In fact, a couple years back, one of my homes that I built, a log home, was burnt to the ground just a couple years ago up in the Omak, Okanagan area. And I couldn't believe it. That log home I built was going to be there for 400 years, and it went down to the ground. It's interesting what's happening up there, and I'm concerned a little bit. And your traffic, of course, is weird. I've never seen. It took me 2.5 hours to bury my father across town.
Yeah,
that was Shelley.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, really, it's nuts what's going on. And then with the smoke, everything got worse. Seattle has got a nice breeze going through it. That's one of the things I always liked about Seattle was the negative ions and the fact that no matter which direction you looked, you had mountains and water. No matter what direction you looked, it was beautiful. It's I couldn't see anything. Your visibility when I went through there was about 1 mile, and it was real bad. Down here today, it's bad again because of the Klondike fire. And we think, I think some of this is plate movement. And if that happens, be aware of Edgar Cayce and what he did say about New Jerusalem. So you know, I'm concerned because I grew up and went to high school in Seattle, and I love Seattle, but it's changing and may not be there very long.
Unfortunately, that's...
I didn't mean to be a doom and gloomer to you. Sorry about that.
No, not at all. I travel through it. I don't live in it, but I know what you mean. The only solution that I have experience with is you must rearrange your travel times at odd times of the day.
That's right, man. I remember in the late 50s when Boeing was the primary, they formed shifts. And the driving up there was, you know, from about 2 o'clock on was jammed because there'd be a 2 o'clock, 2:30, 3 o'clock, 3:30 release at Boeing. And people got along with each other back in the 50s and 60s when they put the viaduct in. I remember everybody was courteous, like you would at a four-way stop. There were rules of engagement and who gets to do what. Today, that's all gone. I saw a lot of me first and long lines getting to get off the freeway and different places, you know, up near, started around Everett and got funky all the way down.
It's pure torture. Yeah.
Yeah. I miss Seattle. I miss it.
All right.
Yeah. So you're living in, you're in downtown Seattle. Where are you? I know several Ted's up there. That's why I was wondering if you're a radio.
Right, no, I travel through three different counties, Snohomish, King, and Pierce. Stagnant in one place. But, unfortunately, you're right. There is a lot of what, Vincent was saying, a lot of one finger, fist fights. Gesture-wise on the freeway.
Road rage, yeah. That's going to increase because people are more and more frustrated at things at home, and when they go out to drive, they get angry.
Yeah, I've actually been rear-ended twice. I thought that they took the tailgate out. It was an incredible impact. But lo and behold, incredibly, it was only cosmetic. And I got out, and they thought it was going to be road rage, and I said, you know, I don't see anything. It opens just fine. Have a good day. God bless you, and off we go.
That's the way it should be, and you're walking your talk. That's the way it should be.
It reminds me of another show you and Vincent had months ago when somebody almost wanted to physically assault you via road rage. And I decided to pay it forward, and it was another little old man in his late 70s, and he was shaking and trembling, and I said, sir, don't worry about it. I patted him on the shoulder. God bless you, and off.
Well, I'm an ugly old man, and I shake and rattle and roll too, man. I'm afraid of these guys. I thought he was going to beat me up. And
that's what this gentleman thought I was going to do. And I said, "It's you. You are like my dad." I said, "No, no way." And people even offered.
Good for you. I'm proud of you.
Another guy younger than me. He offered me money. He said, "Well, can I pay you $100?" I said, maybe. Let's pull off the road and we'll figure it out. And at the very end, I said, no, I don't need your money. You need to be more careful, especially watch out against the blue plague because your tabs are expired. So I'm the least of your worries.
That
is the very last.
When you do these experiments you're planning to do, would you please keep me in your loop? I'd like to learn as well.
Absolutely, of course. And we can give and take and learn from each other, especially with this valuable show. The very last topic I wanted to mention, I know Vincent's going to get a kick out of this, because him and I are on the same page about the blue plague. In the olden days, and even in some smaller towns, it does say to serve and protect on the side of the car. But I believe they're missing two words on the very end of that slogan. And those two words are only ourselves, to serve and protect only ourselves against you, the public.
Just two more words needed to be added to what you just said. And tickets.
And
tickets.
Well, to put a modern twist, and it's very uncomfortable. If you talk to most people, they're going to say, well, what do you mean? To put a modern twist on that, the slogan that's on the side of their car, it shouldn't say any of that. That's just hype and marketing. What it should really say is three words. Comply or die. We're pretty much. I'm sorry.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Comply or die, because we have the authority and the license to kill with impunity.
We do, and I'm going to leave you on this very final thought. Oh yes. My fourth and final thought is a music video I came across on another host podcast on their show. The title of this music video is called This Is What Happens When You Call the Cops. If you look on it on YouTube, look for it on YouTube. It's very uncomfortable. It's very graphic, but it's called This Is What Happens When You Call the Cops. There's many different variations of it, but the top two or three hits on YouTube. Many police officers and lawyers, they don't even want to see this video. And if you see it, it's very uncomfortable, and you'll see why. Because it puts it all in perspective, all in a matter of less than 4 minutes. It's almost like a rap song, but it's very powerful. And it's a tearjerker in a way. It makes you feel very uncomfortable. It's very graphic. It's not for the faint of heart. And it's on there. It's still available.
Ted, I have not seen it, but are you suggesting that if you are hauled before the court, you might want to say, well, let me just, before sentencing, I'd like to introduce a piece of evidence that is common throughout the United States. Let me just play this for you. Is that what you're saying?
Possibly. I'm not directly saying that, but what I would say is, everybody listening, do not call those three magic numbers. It's only going to end up either with a ticket or with an accosting or with physical assault. There's an alternative to that. I think it's called Self-411. You get to put a group of people together that can be at your emergency call if you need them, instead of the classic other three numbers.
Yes.
I do believe it is going to be your neighbor that saves your life.
We have to be vigilant and be there for each other. Gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to me. I always enjoy your show, and I'll keep calling in.
Wonderful. Ted, thank you so much. That's Ted in Washington State, not Washington, D.C., Washington State. Thank you so much. Doc Ramon, I'll be right back right after these few short commercial announcements.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Doc Graham's with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. So, Rick, you know, when people get married, many times they take these vows, you know, and they say for better or for worse, for more barnacles or for fewer barnacles. And about the barnacles, sometimes...
Oh, Vincent. Oh, man.
Sometimes dermatologists will take out this can of liquid nitrogen, and they'll spray skin tangs, you know, barnacles, you know, with these little tiny blasts of liquid nitrogen. Can you tell us how that works? What does it actually do? You know,
Well, liquid nitrogen, is so cold, minus 100 Fahrenheit, that it'll kill a wart by a single drop. You put a liquid nitrogen drop on a wart, and it'll kill it right down through the root. See, that's the problem with most warts and things of that nature. You know, you kill the outer part of it, but because the root is still alive, it regrows itself because it's exposed to oxygen. That's why a lot of the things that you buy in Walmart or something to kill a wart will cover it with an opaque surface so that they can't breathe. But liquid nitrogen will just go right down and kill the wart itself, not right down through the root. And that's why liquid nitrogen is, to my knowledge, probably the only way to really get a good wart out. Is, you know, you get these warts on your legs and other kinds of places, and there are plantar warts or whatever on your feet, and a drop of liquid nitrogen will take care of that nonsense in a heartbeat.
Can the average guy or gal buy liquid nitrogen? I've never tried to buy it.
Well, yeah, you can, because it's used in everything, so there are refrigerant systems where you can get a tank of liquid lox, even oxygen, other things like that. It's just, that's what methamphetamine was doing. They were buying, sodium, gases that might be anhydrous ammonia, that kind of thing where you're putting it in, as a solvent, to make drugs or things like that. You can buy tanks of it. That's what they do. They form a bomb. and it forms the crystals on the inside of the tank, and then you cut the tank open. You get these tanks, you rent them, and you return the tank, and they refund your money and stuff like that. And you use it for refrigerants, like anhydrous ammonia is used in your refrigerants, like Freon. Yeah, the thing is, mostly it should be done in medical. The doctor will have a little thermos with liquid nitrogen. It might last the day before it evaporates out into the atmosphere is gone. But he keeps that and then brings all his patients in when a couple days, taps them with a little liquid nitrogen, take care of all those little warts all over your body. Skin tags and other kinds of creepy growth that happen to old age, like me. There's lots of different ways to approach that, but you know, that's what liquid nitrogen is used for, mostly to get rid of warts and related, fungal things that are growing that have root systems that go down into, bedrock in your body.
Yeah, I was thinking about
even though it's right there on the surface, like on your finger or something, will go right through the finger.
Going through the Chinese factory outlet, you hit these bumps on the floor, really smooth concrete floor, and I'm just wondering if that's little body parts falling off from, liquid nitrogen.
With Walmart shoppers, who knows? They're getting greasy. I don't know. All right. That's enough of that one, man. I really appreciate working with you, by the way. I just thought I'd like to say it.
Smarty. Well, I just had this mental picture of, my cart getting stuck on one of these. Rick, it is always fun being with you. It really is. And I am the most fortunate guy on the planet to have friends and be on USA Prepares with the wealth of information such as delivered by Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Rick, thanks so much for being my friend, and thanks for being with us at USA Prepares.
Roger, roger.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.